It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Brian Zumhagen sitting in for Amy Eddings. The lights are on again at the Great White Way for the start of the fall theater season. And while some critics say this will be the fall of the has-been and the rehashed, others say that's true, but only if you stick to Broadway. One of them is Elizabeth Vincentelli, chief drama critic for the New York Post. She joins us along with Adam Feldman, theater critic for Time Out New York, to tell us what to look forward to this season. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Hello.
So is this really the season of rehash on Broadway? Is that fair?
I don't think it is the season of rehash on Broadway any more in particular than any other season. And this year, we have a terrific lineup, or at least a really promising lineup. 11 new musicals, at least, are scheduled to open on Broadway this year. That's the most I can remember in recent memory, and a lot of them sound really promising.
And some of the most eagerly expected ones actually were off-Broadway last season. They're graduating in the fall. So it's pretty exciting to see that in some way, like, parts of the system work.
Right. So we're talking about shows like Bloody Andrew Jackson, which ran off Broadway last year at the Public Theater.
Scottsboro Boys,
which ran at the Vineyard. And whether or not you liked these two shows 100%, they're both very serious, interesting shows with new scores and that are going to do a lot to diversify the quality of entertainment.
And I would say the other eagerly awaited musical is Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, which is based on a Pedro Almodovar movie and has a gangbuster, thrilling, hair-raising, I-want-to-scream cast.
It's Patti LuPone and Sherry Renee Scott and Laura Benanti, Brian Stokes Mitchell. These are names that may not mean that much to people outside the Broadway community, some of them, but within the Broadway community, these are very exciting names. And I think that these may be breakout performances for some of them.
Now, Women on the Verge could be described by some as a rehash, but it sounds interesting to me. Anything else that's interesting that's being repurposed?
Well, lots. For example, the other really big, the elephant in the room is Spider-Man. The Spider-Man musical is finally happening. It was supposed to happen in the spring. It was delayed. It's been caught up in a web of intrigue about the financing.
You know, the funny thing about this Spider-Man the musical is that when it was supposed to open in the spring, there was a real kind of backlash around it where people were just like, could not wait to see it fail. But it's been delayed so long that now I'm foreseeing a backlash to the backlash where people will actually enjoy it. So that's my prediction for that one. And I, for one, am really looking forward to it.
Now, Spider-Man is a big name, but we've also got some other big names this season. James Earl Jones, Vanessa Redgrave, Patrick Stewart. How important is it for theater to have big names these days?
Well, I think it is important, as it is for Hollywood or TV. It's not any different from any other American business, and Broadway is a business.
Having a big name above the title is much more important for a serious play than it is for a musical. Most musicals, it turns out, don't really need that kind of star power. It helps, but they don't really need it.
Is there one play this season that each one of you is looking forward to seeing?
Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, for me, that would be one for a musical. And the new production of The Little Foxes, the Lillian Hellman play, which is absolutely fantastic, great production. Downtown at New York Theatre Workshop, I cannot recommend that show enough.
Ouch, I hate to agree exactly with Elizabeth, but the one I'm looking forward most to seeing is this Little Foxes that she just mentioned. It is a revival, but, the director, Eva Van Hove, is the kind of director who makes even revivals seem completely new and bizarre. So I'm excited about that. And I have to say, in addition to Women on the Verge, I'm really excited to see what happens with Spider-Man.
Elizabeth Vincentelli is chief drama critic for the New York Post, and Adam Feldman is theater critic for Time Out New York. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Sweat will sweat. Fourth. How can I be that guy?